Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Boy, it's always an adventure. As I do the program now, I just discovered that the air conditioning in my house isn't working. So we called the air conditioner repair person. He's going to be on his way over. So I'm going to try to get this show recorded as best as I can. Oh, man, you just never know. But fortunately, he's able to come over and hopefully get this thing knocked out. But that's not your problem. You're here to listen to Following the Truth. Today on the program, we're going to be talking about a theme that came out of the gospel from today's Mass. Now, today is Friday, July the 10th. The theme of the Holy Spirit giving us the words. How do we know what to say when it comes to evangelizing, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with others? Well, Jesus himself gives us the answer. We will look at the gospel, hear what the Lord has to say, and talk about it, because let's face it, one of the most stressful things that we encounter when it comes to sharing our faith is, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about Jesus. I'm not qualified. I don't have the words. I'm not eloquent. And that's one of the things Moses said too, but the Lord used him anyway, and he can use us. And there is a secret weapon that the Lord gives us to prepare us, to help us, and to literally give us the words if we trust him. And you know, we shouldn't get hung up about getting just the right, knowing just the right thing to say, and let that stop us from evangelizing. We're called to share the good news whether we are fully confident or not. It's a good idea to be prepared. It's a good idea to be knowledgeable about the faith, but you don't want to hold back until your knowledge is perfect. Sometimes you got to go do some research. Sometimes you have to say, I don't know, but let me check into it. Sometimes you have to be bold and say things that you would rather not say. And conversely, sometimes you have to hold back and not say things that you want to say. So we need some sort of a mechanism, as I call it, the secret weapon. And we'll hear about that in the gospel. Jesus tells us, don't worry about this. Don't worry about what you will say or what you are supposed to say. But I'm going to help you. And I think that you probably know where I'm going with this, but I'm not going to kill the suspense. I'll tell you after we pray. But let's pray right now. Let's turn to our Lord in prayer and ask him to really give us what we need as we begin this program today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we turn to you right now gratefully, because we are in your presence. We are totally thankful that you have created us. Lord Jesus, you have created us and allowed us to be born and to be in a relationship with you. Jesus, so many times we get frustrated by not knowing what to say, not having the right words, being at a loss for words when it comes to sharing your good news. Maybe somebody will reject me or not want to hear what I have to say. Maybe I'll mess it up and do damage by trying to evangelize. Well, Jesus, we recognize that we need your help. We want to share your good news. That's what you expect out of us. You loved us into existence. You've called us to follow you. You promised the gift of rest if we follow you, and peace that surpasses all understanding. But you expect us to do some work too. Lord, we ask for the guidance to give us the confidence we need and the knowledge that we need to be able to proclaim the gospel message to a world that desperately needs to hear the message. Jesus, we also lift up all of our needs, our personal intentions today. And I'm going to ask for a special outpouring of the Spirit so that, Jesus, I can know the words to deliver on this program, and also that all of our minds and our hearts can be opened to hear and respond to your message. And Jesus, we pray this prayer in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I am Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth. Glad to have you aboard. And if you have not yet done so, make sure you sign up for my daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. You can do that just by going to followingthetruth.com. And I'm grateful to have you along with me for this program. You know, every day I take a look at the numbers, how many people are listening. The numbers are up, and that's really impressive to me. I'm just so grateful that you are not only listening to the show, that you're spreading the news. You're spreading the word about the show, because I know that I can't do this on my own. I need your help. Word of mouth is important with a program like this so that people know that this show exists. It exists to help you, to help you and give you hope, to draw you closer to Christ, to encourage you to surrender your life to Him. Because that's the way you're going to find peace and happiness. That's the way you're going to make it to heaven, too. And that's the way the gospel will continue to be spread. For me to spread the gospel, I first have to surrender my life to Christ. And I have to get to know Him personally in order for me to become an evangelist and go out and spread the good news. That's the way it works. So we need to get to know Him. And then, once we know Him, He calls us to go out and share the good news with others. But sometimes it gets a little tricky. So as I was listening to the gospel from today's mass, this message came to me about, and again, it's a continuation of what we've been hearing for the past few days in the daily mass gospels. Jesus sending His apostles out into the world and giving them some instructions and also some warnings about the difficulties they may face. Let's face it, sharing the gospel, talking about religion in general, in today's climate, it can be challenging because there's a sort of an unwritten rule, or actually it probably is more written than I would like to admit, that you don't talk about religion. Religion and politics, you don't talk about them because you're going to get people annoyed. But we are in the midst of this global pandemic right now. If ever there was a sign from God, I've never seen such a clear-cut sign from God that He's calling us back. He's calling us to not ignore Him anymore. He's calling us to turn to Him, to repent of our sinfulness, of our false idols and, you know, our false gods, our idols that we all have, and to turn to Him. So you and me, we've got to do the work. And if we're too afraid to do it, then the work sometimes won't get done because we're afraid to speak. So I'm going to share with you what Jesus said to His apostles, and I think it applies to us too. The message comes from Matthew chapter 10, verses 16 through 23. Jesus said to His apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake as a witness before them and the pagans." Now, right there, you might hear that and say, that doesn't apply to me. Well, maybe you're not going to be physically taken captive or hauled into a court for sharing the good news, or being scourged in synagogues. You know, that kind of stuff isn't happening, but that doesn't mean this message doesn't apply. "I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves, so be shrewd as serpents, as simple as doves." You and me, in order to share the good news, we got to get a little creative. Sometimes we've got to ease up a little bit. Sometimes we have to choose our moments, right? I'm sure you've been in predicaments like that where you say, I really want to say something. I really want to share the gospel, but it's just not the right time. Quite often, the Holy Spirit's telling you that. It's not the right time. You just can't come full force all the time if you expect to be successful. And granted, it's not up to us to be successful. It's ultimately up to the Holy Spirit to convert people, to soften hearts. However, we don't want to be in the position where we are sabotaging the work of the Holy Spirit. We want to give the Holy Spirit a chance to work, so we don't want to do any harm if we can help it. Makes sense, right? Sometimes in order to do that, we need to hold back or choose a better time or choose a better place. That really is how it works. "Be shrewd as serpents and as simple as doves." Now, let me go on, and then some of this will become clearer. "When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say." Now, that's you might listen to that if we stopped here and say, well, Jesus, that's easy for you to say. Don't worry about what to say. Well, you're not the one on the front lines. I'm the guy. How can you tell me not to worry about what to say? And that's a valid point if this gospel would stop here, but it doesn't stop here. Jesus goes on to say, for you will be given at that moment what you are to say. Okay, now he's got my interest, right? He's telling me, don't worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say when you find yourself in a situation where it's time to share the gospel. That doesn't necessarily mean you're taken captive, but it means that you are in a situation where you're called to share the gospel. So you will be given the words. When they hand you over, don't worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. Now, that's somewhat of a scary proposition for us, especially if we're trying to spread the good news. But let's read a little further and see what Jesus said. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. So there you go. That's the secret weapon. The secret weapon is the Holy Spirit speaking through you. So when you're in that position where you're evangelizing or you're having to share the good news, you know, it's not always a confrontational thing. Sometimes somebody's legitimately interested, but you still don't know the words. You don't know the right words. You're a little concerned as to what you should say. Take comfort in the fact that that's one of the reasons that the Lord sent us the Holy Spirit, so that the Spirit can speak through us. The Spirit of your Father speaking through you. That's the Holy Spirit speaking through you. And then Jesus goes on to give these the apostles a clue as to what they're going to be facing, because he wants them to realize, he wants them to be aware that these are going to be challenging times. They're not going to be necessarily welcomed with open arms. And that's still the same case today. There are times when people don't want to hear the gospel. They don't want to hear the good news. They don't want to hear a message of faith. They're going to be cynical. They're going to be hostile. And we as apostles, you know, as members of the church, as apostles, disciples, we're called to do that. We're called to try to find a way to share the message of the gospel. Brother will hand brother over to death, Jesus said, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. See, now these are tough times. They're tough times that the apostles were living in. There was a lot of hostility directed to Jesus and as a result his followers as well. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. And what Jesus is saying here is that you're going to be hated. You're going to, because of his name, you are going to run into opposition. He's telling that to his apostles. And again, the same thing applies to us today. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. So that's where the creativity comes in. That's where the prudence comes in, knowing when to hold back, knowing when to push forward, knowing when to speak out, knowing when to not say anything. Because in order to be effective, in order to really do a good job sharing the gospel message, sometimes we really do have to hold back. And that's a challenge for us. But the reason I thought this would be a good topic for today is because of the point that we are living in challenging times and people need to hear the gospel message. People need to hear the gospel message, and we have to find a way to do it. And I wanted to relay this because of the fact that you have, I want you to know that if you're baptized and confirmed, you have the Holy Spirit, the full power of the Holy Spirit available to you, so that you are able to share the gospel message. So let that be a comfort. Let that give you some confidence. And know also that you're called to do this. You know, it's the Lord's going to give you plenty of peace. He's going to give you comfort. He promises that if you come to him, he'll give you rest. I mean, that offer applies. That's an unconditional offer. If you come to me, Jesus said, I will give you rest. But at the same time, he expects something from his followers. It's not a all, you know, just take. It's give and take. He's going to give us something, but he expects us to do something. And you know what? I found that the more you do it, the less difficult it becomes. It becomes less of a challenge as you do it more. So I would encourage you to do that today. I would encourage you to look around. You might be sharing on social media. And you know, that's one of the places that we definitely can get attacked when you put out a message, something pertaining to the faith or Jesus or, you know, in different areas that involve morality, you can easily run into opposition. And I'm not telling you to look for trouble because I don't believe in doing that. I don't believe you should go out and pick fights, but I think it's good sometimes to share a positive message, to share a Bible verse, to share something about Jesus, because people need to hear what he's done in your life. And that's a very non-threatening way to share the good news, by sharing what Jesus has done in your life. It's one thing, and sometimes people can say, well, you're getting judgmental by telling me what to do. But when you just share what the Lord has done in your own life, it's not something that is very threatening. You know, you don't try to beat somebody over the head with your Bible. Instead, what you do is just share how Jesus has helped you. When you start to evangelize like that, you're going to be a lot more effective. So I would consider doing that. Look on your Facebook feed or your Twitter feed today and start thinking about what you can do. What you can do to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those around you, how you can spread the good news. And don't be afraid of the tough questions, because sometimes you are going to get to tough questions. Try not to be afraid of them. Trust that the Lord will help you, that he's going to give you what you need, that he will be able to come through for you, that the Holy Spirit will let you know what it is that you're supposed to say and how you are to say it. Now, before we end the show, I want to look at something that came to me as I was doing this, the responsorial psalm from today. It's really based on Psalm 51. And the response is, my mouth will declare your praise. My mouth will declare your praise. And I think that really ties in to the idea that I was just talking about of witnessing. This is what Jesus did for me. This is what he did for me in my life. And listen to this psalm. I'm going to read it now because, again, this is the responsorial psalm from today's Mass. It shows the appreciation of someone. This is David repenting of a pretty serious sin and asking the Lord to forgive him. And I think one of the things that will bring us to want to evangelize more than anything else is the recognition of how much the Lord has done for us in our lives. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. Behold, you are pleased with sincerity of heart, and in my inmost being you teach me wisdom. Cleanse me of sin with hyssop, that I may be purified. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. And you know, you obviously can see that David's grateful here. He's grateful. He's recognizing the fact that he's very much in need of mercy. And he's asking the Lord to forgive him. Take not the Holy Spirit away from him. Here's somebody, obviously, who has done wrong. And he's recognizing the Lord's mercy and compassion upon him. And he's asking the Lord to open his lips and let his mouth proclaim the praise of God. And again, one of the best ways that you will, one of the surest things that will make you want to go out and evangelize or talk about Jesus is the fact that he did something for you. And if you're like me, you recognize those times when the Lord came through in a pinch. He was able to calm the storm in your life, whatever it may be. He was able to forgive your sins. And then you're willing, you see, to take the risk to go out there and talk about him, no matter what kind of a reaction you get. And again, I will say, I'll repeat what I said earlier, that you don't want to go looking for trouble. You don't want to go looking for fights. Jesus doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to share the good news. And I think so many times I see a lot of this out there on social media. The gospel gets turned into bad news instead of good news. We got a good message, and we want to keep it positive as much as we can. Yes, there are times when we have to be honest and speak the truth. It might not be the most pleasant message in the world. But we, for the most part, we want to keep the message positive because it is a good news message. And when we recognize what the Lord has done in our lives, how much he's helped us, we're more willing to venture out and take that chance. Again, not looking for trouble, but willing to take that chance and be met with resistance or opposition or even questioning. Again, people don't have to come at us in an argumentative way to make us feel some pressure. Maybe we're just afraid we don't have the right answers. And we want to make sure that we have the right answers. Well, that is why the Holy Spirit can and will help us. But one of the things that I would recommend is that you really take some time to understand what the church teaches when you have a minute. You know, it sounds intimidating, but the Catechism of the Catholic Church really is a very readable book. You know, it's big, seems a little overwhelming at times, but it is very readable if you give it a chance. So I hope this inspired you a little bit today. It's funny, I do want to share something interesting with you. I had to take a break and pause the recording, so I did the recording in two pieces today. Just found out the air conditioner guy came, and we need a whole new air conditioner. So, praise God, he's able to do it tomorrow. But, you know, as I always tell you at the end of the show, if you're able to send along a donation, I would really appreciate it. This is a very big expense. We don't, you know, we're going to be cutting it close. That's all I'm going to say. So if you're able to send along a donation by going to followingthetruth.com, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you for your consideration. Thank you for listening to the program. Thank you for putting up with me as I do this program each day. I try to keep it as spontaneous as possible. I try to be really guided by the Spirit. At the beginning of the show, I'm oftentimes not sure where I'm supposed to go. I had a general idea today. I was a little distracted just prior to the show, finding out that the air conditioner wasn't working. Then in the middle of the program, I find out that our whole unit needs to be replaced. But I'm still here because I believe that, you know, the Lord does provide. He gets us through things. There are problems in this life. Yes, that is true. This is not a perfect life. The difficulties are real. The perfect life is in heaven. We just got to make sure we get there. And that's by following Jesus every day, by listening to him, by listening to what he has to say in the gospel. You know, he tells us. He tells us what we need to do. He gives us the message. He gives us some confidence today, talking about the Holy Spirit. He warns us about what we might face. You'll be hated because of me. That's what he said. I mean, he wasn't pulling punches with the apostles. So, you know, just try to keep that in mind as well. You're going to run into some troubles, but the Lord, he promised to be with us until the end of time, so that he's going to be here. He's going to be here for, at the very least, your entire lifespan, unless he comes before then or relatively soon. But he will be here. He will be here for us. He will give us what we need. He sent his Spirit. Just take confidence that that you will have the right words at the right time, and just give it your best shot. Again, the Lord can always write straight with crooked lines. You make a slip up here and there. I've done it. You give somebody some bad information unintentionally. It's not the end of the world. The Lord can work with that. somebody gets mad at you, maybe you come back in a way that you're angry. Yeah, it's a mess up, but you could fall into sin, that's true, but it's not the end of the world. There's forgiveness. You look at that psalm today, that's what David went through, and he sought the Lord's forgiveness. The Lord will forgive you. Just try your best. I said it on yesterday's program. I think it was yesterday. The Lord doesn't call us to be successful. He calls us to be faithful. That line that Mother Teresa was known to say so many times. And then we forget that because sometimes our pride gets in the way and we think that it really is all up to us. But it's never been all up to us. It's up to Jesus. And that's why he sent his Spirit. He knew that we wouldn't be able to handle it. He knew that we wouldn't be able to use the right words. He knew that we needed that extra help. And he sent his very own Spirit, which is a pretty incredible thing. Pretty incredible thing. So listen, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. If there is anything that I can do for you, any help you need, anything at all that I can do for you, I would love to help you. Any questions that you may have, if you wouldn't mind keeping me in your prayers, I would really appreciate that. I'll keep you in my prayers as well. Don't forget to go to my website, followingthetruth.com. Sign up for Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, my daily email devotional. Also, if you're able to send along a donation, that would be really, really helpful right about now. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. You just click on donate, and you can donate securely right at that site through PayPal. All right, does that sound good? All right, again, have a good weekend. I hope to be back with you on Monday. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, as they say. And what the topic will be, we'll have to see what happens on Monday. But again, it's a pleasure to be with you, pleasure to hang out with you, to spend some time with you as we share the good news of Jesus Christ. All right, so go out there, share the good news. Don't worry about what you are to say. Just give it your best shot. Try your best, and the Holy Spirit will give you the help you need. All right, God bless you. Thank you again for listening to Following the Truth. Have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to being with you again on Monday.